Jobs in Accra and Kumasi are expected to close down from tomorrow, 24th June, to Friday, 27th, per the directive of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA. This is to express the union's strong reservation about the influx of foreigners in the retail market and the depreciation of the cedi, which is affecting the cost of doing business, among other challenges. GUTA says the Ministry of Trade and the Ghana Investment Promotion Center have failed to enforce the laws in that sector. At a media briefing in Accra, the president of GUTA, George Ofori, said the time has come for GUTA to take the laws into their hands as government has refused to give heed to their calls. Mercy Dako and Priscilla Pia have more.
Clad in red bands and chanting songs, members of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, expressed worry about government's refusal to address the challenges affecting business operations. According to GUTA, several petitions to the Ministry of Trade and Industry, the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, have all fallen on deaf ears. The association said the continuous depreciation of the cedi, coupled with other challenges, are affecting businesses. The president of GUTA, George Ofori, attributed the rapid depreciation of the cedi to the inability of Ghanaians to retain foreign exchange, as they are all repatriated by the foreigners. He said there is a need for appropriate policy structures to effectively monitor and enforce the already existing laws.
As members of the private sector and trade union, we have called the attention of the government to all these concerns through the MDAs. And as of the time issuing this press conference, nothing concrete had been done to review the unfavorable policies to save our businesses from total collapse, as well as ameliorate the severe economic conditions all Ghanaians go through.
Mr. Ofori mentioned the special levy on imports and the 2.5 VAT increase as disincentives to business.
In the wake of this economic hardship, a special levy of 3% has also been slapped on imports, coupled with the 2.5% increase in the value-added tax rate, which has gone a long way to aggravate the already unbearable situation and further worsening the plight of the business community, thereby affecting the entire citizenry. In the case of value-added tax, we have on several occasions complained about the disparities in the collection system, the standard rate, flat rate, and those who do not charge tax at all. Here, we insist on uniformity of the flat rate only to make compliance easier, bring parity, and ensure fairness. With regard to the VAT and bank charges, we find it not only very upset, but also sad and unfortunate for technocrats and officialdom to say that VAT and bank charges do not directly affect our savings and dealings with the banks. Since VAT is a consumption tax, any charge thereon is transferred to the consumer, thereby eating deep into our working capital.
He also urged political parties not to politicize the issues.
The Ghana Union of Traders Association, GUTA, is a civil society organization, a non-state actor, a trade union, and a pressure group at that. And that we are a non-political organization which will not tolerate partisan politics in any form. We would like to emphasize herein that we are not doing this for the advantage or disadvantage of any political party. It is purely about safeguarding our businesses from total collapse, as well as protecting our means of livelihood. Therefore, we warn all politicians to keep away from our activities.
GUTA further indicated that the decision taken should not be misconstrued as being against foreigners in Ghana, but to ensure that the necessary policies are put in place. It appealed to the general public, especially its customers, to bear with GUTA as it champions a genuine cause.
Mercy Dako and Priscilla Apia filed that report.